The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to take you once more back into James chapter 5. A little while ago we shared a podcast talking about the need for people to be willing to come to the elders when they're sick, to seek prayer and the anointing with oil, that symbol of the Holy Spirit, and to come with a heart that's willing to confess sin where that is appropriate. And the encouragement that this exercise of the elders in authority, praying for their flock, praying for their members who are sick, God is saying, I'll bless that. When that is done in a righteous and a humble way, I will bless it. And then more recently, we just looked at the fact that this isn't something that's just for elders, that we can pray for one another. And part of praying for one another to enjoy healing is that we also are praying that we might just be right with one another. And it's just important to recognize that there are sometimes health conditions that are strongly linked, maybe with bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, pride, jealousy. These things can cause health issues. And so the scriptures and James is just telling us, and the word of God tells us, that it's so important to be right with God. If you are in a good place with the Lord and with your brothers and sisters, you can anticipate his healing touch. But now we move to another aspect of this. As James says, Elijah was a human being even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Now, the aspect that I bring particularly in terms of this prayer for the sick, prayer for people interceding in different situations, is that Elijah is considered a human being just like us. In other words, the scriptures are exhorting that we don't have to have a position, we don't have to have a reputation that everyone says, oh, what a wonderful man or woman of God. No, it's important that in humility we recognize that we are human beings, just like Elijah was, and just like Elijah was able to listen to God and declare the word of God, we are able to listen to God and declare the word of God. Every believer has a opportunity to come before the throne of grace and to make things known before God. Now, Elijah, he was involved in healing, but in this situation, he's involved in his nation and he is looking to God. He wants the nation to be restored to God. He wants people to walk with God. And Elijah was very aware that judgment was upon the people of God because of their waywardness, because of their worship of Baal and perhaps other things as well. And it's good as leaders to pray for the sick, but it's also good as leaders that we simply pray for our nation and that we seek that authority that only God can give, that we are seen to speak the truth, and we speak the truth with such conviction and clarity that people are blessed. I believe that in our communities, whether you have a church of a handful or whether you have hundreds, even thousands, we are called to intercede, to stand in the gap. We want our communities to be touched with the gospel. And I'm thinking of African communities, Asian communities, European communities, South American communities, the people who I have the privilege of knowing and loving right across the nations. Let men and women of God stand up and speak and declare the word of God. But it's so important that as well as those who declare the word of God, it's just important that we are living lives that please God. My brothers and sisters, James says, if anyone should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. This intercessory ministry, this crying to God, that first the body of Christ would repent and be in a right relationship with him. That those who are not yet believers should hear the gospel and should respond and give their lives to Christ. These are important truths for us today. You may be known in your area as a good preacher. You may be known as a good pastor. I believe it's important that churches are known. When these people pray, things change. When these people pray, something happens. God is working. And I just believe that's essential. And that means taking on an Elijah-like mantle, coming before God with humility, knowing that we don't speak things that people will just ridicule, but we speak what is the truth. And God honours the truth. When Elijah said it wouldn't rain, it didn't rain. When he said it will rain, it did rain. That was because of his relationship with God. And we can look to deepen our relationship with God so that we speak the truth and that the truth sets people free. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.